We're going back to 1966, quite a year in the country and in Major League Baseball. And it's chronicled in a brand new book by a friend of the show, David Krell, called Do You Believe in Magic? Baseball in America in the Groundbreaking Year of 1966. And Bruce is here to talk about it on Sports Lit 101.
This is a really good book. Now, we knew it would be because we had read his book, 1962. In some ways, this might even be better. One of the things that Krell does extremely well is write for the common man, for the general audience. But he does meticulous research. He does a phenomenal job of juxtaposing events in history and music and art and sport. But he does it without that pedantic kind of what I call college professor nonsense, which only a college professor is allowed to say. And it makes the book just so much fun to read. When you get done, you realize you've absorbed a tremendous amount of information imparted in a really great way. Now, 1966 is a watershed year in many ways. As I said jokingly before, it's true, I was 15 at the time, and I think that's when you're 15, 16, you start to hone your understanding of your sports teams in sort of special ways. But you also are beginning to figure out where you want to place yourself in the world. You know, what do I want to be? What do I want to do? You probably end up doing something else, being something else. But it's when you start to think about it, you're getting ready to get a driver's license. And in my case, I was getting ready to go away to boarding school the next fall. Now, here are some of the things that happened in 1966 that have nothing to do with baseball. Well, they have nothing to do with the World Series, which is a focal point of this book. Marvin Miller became the guy who ran baseball, the Players Association, and that was a huge change. He was a man who came out of the union movement, but also knew that his task was going to be a big one, and he spent a long time listening before he did much acting. And he's credited; he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame as one of the really important people in baseball in the 20th century. It was the year of the Miranda decision.
That's right,
where you had to be read your rights. It was the year when the Milwaukee baseball team moved to Atlanta against the wishes of the people in Milwaukee, and there were lawsuits. Atlanta was happy to have them, of course, the lawsuits that the decisions that came from those lawsuits would affect for years the way that things could move. In 1966, Cardinal Spellman, the chief of the Catholic Church in New York, at the behest, many believe, of John Kennedy and other powerful Irish Catholic leaders, went on to extol the virtues of our war efforts in Vietnam in a way that made the Vatican very uncomfortable. Churches are not supposed to be espousing war. It wasn't that Cardinal Spellman was not entitled to his opinion, but some felt that his cheerleading and going to Vietnam to cheerlead was not a good thing. But another thing happened in New York City in 1966, which will come back in 9/11, and that is WPIX-TV, that stood for Pictures, was an independent station in New York, not one of the networks, Channel 11. And they decided that for Christmas morning, rather than have programming, they would have Christmas music and they would have just a picture of a burning log. And they went to Gracie Mansion and got Mayor Lindsay to let them film that. I think it was about 2 minutes that they put in a loop. And then they played music behind it. And people thought it was the craziest idea. This is never going to work. Terrible thing. But a lot of us who lived in the area at that time, I got New York television. I lived in Southern New England, then got New York TV, living in Southern Connecticut. And I remember that. I remember that on Christmas morning. You know, you flip on WPIX and you could say, well, geez. And they did it for all the people in New York who lived in apartments that did not have fireplaces. They thought it would give them a certain feel for Christmas. The morning of 9/11, the day of 9/11, WPIX did not know what to do. They were a local station, and they decided the best thing was to let the networks handle it, and they started the Yule log again. And it ran, and it galvanized a lot of older New Yorkers remembering a time when a better time, and it's even mentioned in the 9/11 museum where I was lucky to visit just a couple of weeks ago. But here's one of the amazing things about this is that David Krell, he's an interesting guy. He was a former producer, news producer at MSNBC, and we talked about his 1962 books. He also wrote The Brooklyn Dodgers in History, Memory and Popular Culture, and he's edited anthologies in both the Yankees and the Mets. And for more than 10 years, and I didn't know from before, his series Krell's Corner has covered cases and historical events for the New York State Bar Association's Entertainment Arts and Sports Law Journal. I mean, he's a guy, right? Reminds me a little bit of a guy like Norman O'Reilly. He's got his hand in a million things like that. But what we got to remember is that in 1966, baseball is still struggling with remnant displeasure with the movement of teams. And the West Coast teams, the Dodgers have won three World Series. The Yankees are fading after dominating the late 50s and early 60s. Certain new teams are on the rise, and one of them is the Baltimore Orioles. And the Baltimore Orioles of that era were fun. I mean, that would go on to be the team that had four 20-game winners with Dobson, Cuellar, McNally, and Palmer. Colorful guys like Boog Powell, Brooks Robinson. Frank Robinson is sort of given to them because they think he's over the hill. He only hits 49 home runs.
Wins the Triple Crown.
Wins the Triple Crown. You've got Andy Etchebarren. You've got
Mo Drabowski.
Some really, really interesting characters. And they're playing at the time in the old Memorial Stadium. I feel sorry for any real baseball fan who never got to see a game there. One of my favorite places. We used to go there in college and jump up to the dollar bleachers from the 50-cent bleachers. Great, right in a neighborhood. And you had the feeling of baseball. And they will go on to defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers in four games. It'll be the sort of the end of Koufax's career. It'll be also a series where, because Koufax and Drysdale had threatened to hold out, or actually had held out earlier, pitchers were starting to make big money. You learn a story of just how much incredible physical pain Sandy Koufax pitched in his final years. And one of the things that's going to be great about this, we're going to talk to David in 2 weeks, so I don't want to steal too much of his thunder, but I love the fact that he talks about Do You Believe in Magic, the great Love and Spoonful pop tune with John Sebastian's signature auto harp on it. Because later, Do You Believe will, of course, become the cry in the Mets Kansas City series. Or was that the Phillies? I'm losing it. Willie, what's his name? Cocaine Willie there was struck out dead in it. But this idea that baseball was at that time still the number one sport. Football was number two, a distant number two. The NBA was the distant third, and hockey, except for the
there was no times. Super Bowl yet. That's how long ago this was.
Right. And hockey was only big in places where hockey was always big. You know, now we have more hockey teams, NHL teams, than we do MLB teams, right? Mm. I mean, which shows how that shift's gone. But the wonderful thing he does is he weaves in all these events around the baseball season. So baseball season is always in context, and it's really, really a fun book. And this time it's from Roman and Littlefield, which is a major house that has put this book out. And he talks a lot about the space race. There were five missions in 1966, five space missions in 1966, some of which were the ones that allowed us to go to the moon.
Wrapping up the Gemini missions.
The Gemini missions and getting ready for Apollo. And he talks extensively in the book about those. Lots of quotes from the guys who flew, from their children. And that's one of the great things in the book is he has, you know, page and a half interviews with people who are either there or were the children of people that are no longer here, remembering things about their mother or father that were important. And again, I cannot emphasize how wonderfully well written this is, how enjoyable it is, how... You know, I think I read it in four very nice sittings, and it's really good. It has extensive notes at the end, plus his long poem on Mo Drabowski, and the notes are, you know, they give you everything you need, but they're not in the way as you read along. It's It's really good. There's some, you'll meet some really interesting characters. I can't recommend it anymore. Do you believe in magic? Baseball in America in the groundbreaking year of 1966. Krell is spelled K-R-E-L-L. David Krell from Roman and Littlefield. Great book.
Can't wait to read it because based on the 62 book, David is so good at putting, making baseball a story that's in context of everything else that was happening in America at the time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, he talks about you know, we're not that removed then even from the breaking of the color line. Mm. We're not that removed from you know, a lot of things. We're there ahead of the DH, you know.
Mm. Well, and in baseball, it was, you know, along with the moves, the shifts of teams and the changing tides of Major League Baseball. That was the year that Ted Williams gave his incredibly powerful induction speech at the Hall of Fame, calling for the recognition of players from the Negro Leagues that needed to be in the Hall.
Yeah, and that's highlighted in one of the chapters here, with a fairly good quote. It's also the year that Valley of the Dolls came out.
Right.
It's the year of
That Dick Van Dyke went off the air after a great run. I know he writes about that.
He writes about that in the book. It's the television debut of Batman.
Yeah.
So I know all those things somewhere in my mind, but the way he wraps them all together makes it really, really good. It's a really, really good book.
Well, I can't wait to read it and look forward to talking with David again in a couple of weeks' time. Do you believe in magic? Baseball in America in the groundbreaking year of 1966, David Krell. It's 15 before the hour. What's next week on Sports
Next Lit? Week, hopefully, the Business of the NHL by Norman O'Reilly and Rick Burton. I finally got my copy. I just started looking at it today, but I'm sure that by next week we'll be ready to do that, and we'll set up a date where Norman can go and Rick can be on Zoom, and we'll get them both here.
Excellent. Good stuff. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure, sir.